We have two highly recommended stops coming up close together. Let me tell you a little about the second one now while we have just a little time available. After we pass through the tunnel, we'll soon arrive at the parking area for Bridal Veil Falls. We must make sure to visit these falls as they are beautiful and one of the most photographed places in the park. The most spectacular time is spring and early summer when snow above provides meltwater to thunder 620 feet over the sheer precipice. But even at other times of the year, the wind plays games with the water droplets and makes it shimmer and sway. One of the unique things about these falls is that they leave you with a sense that you don't know where all that water is coming from. Like, there's nothing above to feed the falls. It's a short paved path to get from the parking area to the base of the falls. Practically everyone will be able to access the falls. Often the biggest challenge is the large number of people all trying to enjoy the view at the same time. Now, I hate being the safety guy, but please obey the closure signs and warnings not to scramble on the boulders at the base of the falls. Every year, there are incidents and even serious injuries due to people slipping on wet rocks. I'll remind us as we get close to the turn.